Last Lord's Day, we continued our study concerning the blood-bought church of the Bible, which, of course, is the church that Jesus built, the church that Jesus purchased with His precious blood, the church that He is the foundation of. He is the head of the body, which is His body, thus the Church of Christ. We looked at prophecy concerning the blood-bought church of the Bible as we went to Isaiah chapter 2, 1 through 4, chapter 9, 6 and 7, and then Daniel 2, 31 through 45. And so this morning we want to continue our study concerning the blood-bought church of the Bible. And we'll do that in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. And a good way to remember doing that every day is PFE, keep those initials in mind. We want to take this opportunity now to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street here in Martinsville as we come together in our Bible classes to, of course, study the precious Word of God. And then as we assemble together to worship God, we strive to do so in spirit, but also in truth. John 4:24. And I can assure you, you will be very much welcome. And we want to mention this also. If you're interested in studying the Bible together, please let us know. We'll set that up at your convenience. If you have Bible questions or comments, again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana. 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027, and our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, before we get into our continued study, let me mention, for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, of course, we wish all our listeners and their families a wonderful holiday season, but certainly a safe one. We want everybody to stay safe. Don't catch any bugs like I've got. And, of course, watch the others when you're driving. Well, we have to be careful, don't we? Well, let's get into our continued study now as we're looking at prophecy concerning the blood-bought church of the Bible. And we're going to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 and 13. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers. This is concerning David. I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Now that's not a 1,000-year reign, is it? And we all should see that. The church of Christ is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Yes. And notice Psalm 45, 6 and 7. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. You know, we can go back to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and look at chapter 49, verse 10, as we're looking at the scepter. Notice, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Well, Shiloh means tranquil, or rest, rest giver, that is, because it's speaking of Christ. He is the rest giver. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. That's right. He's the rest giver. Matthew 11:28. Now notice, as we talked about last Lord's Day, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. He's the King of Kings. 1 Timothy 6:15. He has all authority. Matthew 28:18. And he is the lawgiver. Galatians 6:2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill ye the law of Christ. That's right. Let's not forget that. Now, Hebrews 1:8. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Well, that's the church. Yes, the church of Christ, the blood-bought church of the Bible that we're studying about. Excuse me. Let's go to Ezekiel 37 and notice verses 24, 26, and 27. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Christ is a shepherd of his flock. He's the Lord. Yes, and he places the saved where? In his body. In the church of the Bible, the blood-bought church of the Bible, which is what? Which church? Is it the church man established? Or is it the church that Jesus established? And thus he possesses the church of possession, Christ. We all should understand that. Yes, certainly we should. But notice now, Amos 9:11-12. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord that doeth this. They're going to be called Christians, and they're going to be able to obey the gospel, whether they're Jews or Gentiles. Yes. You see, James in Acts 15 referred back to Amos 9:11-12, in showing that the Gentiles who had obeyed the gospel, it was in prophecy, they would be added to the Lord's church. And of course, Acts 2:47, we see the Lord adds to his body daily such as should be saved. Now, let's notice Micah 4:1-2. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow unto it, and many nations shall come and say, Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Yes, as we referred to this, the fulfillment in Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, when the church began, where were the apostles? Waiting in Jerusalem, as Jesus had told them. They should wait there, and they would receive power from on high. And they did. as you see there in Acts chapter 2, as the Holy Spirit poured out upon them his power. They received power from the Holy Spirit and began to speak in languages that they had never studied. You see, Micah 4, 1 and 2 is very similar to Isaiah chapter 2, 1 through 4, isn't it? Yes, the house of the Lord is not talking about a physical building that is built by man. No, sir. This is the church of Christ, which is built by God. Yes, that's right, and it's exalted above all other institutions, and people flow into it from all nations. Yes, and we learn of the will of God by studying the Word of God. Have we been doing that? We should, if we're preparing for eternity. Now let's go to Zechariah 6, 12 and 13. And speak unto him, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold, the man whose name is the Branch, all capital letters, Branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. Now notice, Christ, as he sprung up out of the root of Jesse, David's, in David's line. Jesse is David's father. And as this came up, you see this branch? Of course, it's the branch, meaning the only begotten Son of God, as he would build the temple of the Lord, not a physical building. Jesus didn't build a temple when he was in the flesh. He was working with Joseph, no doubt, as a carpenter, but not building the temple. No, sir. This is talking about the church of Christ. The word church means the called out. Ekklesia, the Greek word there, you can look that up. The called out. Called out of darkness into the marvelous light by the gospel of Christ. We must be students of God's Word to learn about the gospel of Christ in order to know what to do to be saved. You see, and be a part of the temple of the Lord. In other words, be a member of the body of Christ. Now notice, Jesus shall sit and rule upon his throne. Where is that throne? Well, it's obviously in heaven, because Jesus is not going to take the throne on the earth, as he is in the seed line of Jeconiah, and no descendants of Jeconiah shall prosper sitting on the throne, as Jeremiah certainly prophesied. And so you can't put Jesus on the throne here on the earth. If you try to do that, you're taking Jesus off the throne in heaven, which you cannot do. You're not going to do that, of course, but you are implying that. If you believe premillennialism, which is saying that Jesus shall come and reign on the earth in Jerusalem 1,000 years, well, Jesus is our high priest now. And notice, he shall be a priest upon his throne. Jesus cannot be a priest here on the earth. He's in the seed line of Judah. And Moses said nothing about Judah. No, it was the tribe of Levi. Right? Yes, that was the priestly tribe. The tribe of Levi was the priestly tribe. Jesus is not going to be a priest on the earth. let's stay with the Bible. And everyone should desire to do that. Why would we desire otherwise? Because someone told us something else? They may mean well, but what does the Word of God say? We need to have a desire to know the truth, because it's the truth that shall make us free. Jesus said that, didn't he? John 8:31-32. He said that to those disciples. If you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Have we been made free by the word of God? Well, we certainly should. Now, I want us to notice some things here concerning the blood-bought church of the Bible, as we need to understand the blood-bought church of the Bible cannot be separated from our salvation. Some people think the church is not important. Just focus on Jesus. Well, you can't focus on Jesus without focusing on the church that he built and purchased with his blood. That's just not going to work at all. Many religious people would agree that we're saved by the blood of Christ, but do not believe that one must be a member of the blood-bought church of Christ. That's sad. It's tragic. Since the church of Christ has been purchased by the blood of Christ, notice Acts 20, verse 28. Yes, that's the purchase price for the church, the blood-bought church of the Bible. We're emphasizing that. The word church, as we said, means the called out. So those in the church have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. Without the blood of Christ, there is no remission of sins. Therefore, we must be in the church, the blood-bought church of the Bible, which was purchased by the blood of Christ, so we could be saved from our sins. So then, as we close out our study of the blood-bought church of the Bible, how then do we become a part of the blood-bought church of the Bible? Well, the day the church began, those who were added to the blood-bought church of Christ obeyed the gospel of Christ. Acts 2:37-38. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Excellent question. Then Peter said unto them, Repent. Why didn't he say believe? Because they already believed. But he said, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost in the King James. So they had to hear the truth. Certainly they believed it, as Peter and the other apostles were preaching. These 3,000 souls responded, and they needed to repent. They had crucified Christ, and they certainly needed to confess with the mouth unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. And as you see, they needed to be baptized for what purpose? For the forgiveness of sins. Isn't that what the Bible says? Why do so many people disagree with the Word of God? Do we want to be in disagreement with God because our close loved ones have told us different? Well, he that loveth mother or father more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Jesus said that. Do we believe it? What's our response? All the conversions in the book of Acts reveal that they were all baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. Remission of sins means forgiveness of sins. Acts 2:38. Acts 8:12. Verse 38. Chapter 10:48. Chapter 16:15-33. Chapter 18 verse 8, chapter 19, verse 5, chapter 22, verse 16. Ananias said, "Saul, why tarest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." What does it mean, calling on the name of the Lord? Not just simply calling out, "Lord, Lord." It means to submit to his authority, the authority of Christ. Now, when did Jesus shed his precious blood? We need to know that, so we will know when we contact the blood of Christ. John 19:33-34. "But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water." That's important. In his death, Jesus shed his blood. Now we go to Romans 6, beginning in verse 3. Romans 6:3-6. Notice, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?" There it is. When did Jesus shed his blood? In his death. And we are baptized into Jesus Christ. That is, we're baptized into his death to contact his precious blood. "Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." Now, when is my sins removed? When I contact the blood of Christ. When do I contact the blood of Christ? As I have heard the truth, believed Jesus is the Christ, made the good confession, and baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of my sins. That's when I contact the precious blood of Christ. And we're washed clean from our sins. As Ananias told Saul, and be baptized and wash away thy sins. See the connection? 1 Corinthians 6:11. "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God." Ephesians 5:25-26. "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word." Hebrews 10:22. "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." 1 Peter 3:21. "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us." Let's notice that again. "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us." Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. Oh no, that's not what it is. "But the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Revelation 1:5. "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." Did we get that? Washed us from our sins in his own blood. Where? In the watery grave of baptism, of course. Revelation 7:14. "And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Have we been made white in the blood of the Lamb? Not if we haven't obeyed the gospel of Christ. No one should deny the church of the Bible is the church of Christ, as we've studied. The blood-bought church of the Bible is the church of Christ, because the church is His possession, His spiritual body. He is its head. The builder, He's the builder, yes. He's the foundation. He gave Himself for it, and He purchased it with His precious blood. Are we going to deny that? I hope not. I hope no one would deny that. Romans 16:16, the churches of Christ salute you. Denominationalism is division. It was started by man. It's not the stone taken out of the mountain. No, sir. That was without man's hands. You see, this was the church that Jesus built. And salvation is only through the blood-bought church of Christ. He is the Savior of the body. Again, Ephesians 5:23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. So, to be saved without the church purchased with the blood of Christ is to be saved without the blood of Christ, which is impossible. It is impossible. So if you are not a member of the blood-bought church of Christ, you are lost in your sins and are in need of salvation. And we stand ready to assist anyone in obeying the gospel of Christ. Yes. And if a member of the church of Christ and you have become unfaithful, the second law of pardon applies in Acts 8:20-24. As you can see what Peter told Simon, who had obeyed the gospel but wanted to buy the gift of laying on hands and passing on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And he was told to repent and pray for forgiveness. Yes. And so, as we close out our study this morning, are we doing what God would have us to do? Or are we doing what we want to do and ignoring the blood-bought church of the Bible, following Christ? Have we rejected that and instead are going the way of the world and thinking this is the way to live? Without Christ, there is no salvation. It's His blood that cleanses us from our sins. If you are in need of studying further, please let us know. We'll go to the Bible and see together, what does God say I must do to hear the truth, believe that Jesus is the Christ, repent of my sins, making a change of wills, and making the good confession unto salvation, stating I believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Now I'm ready to be immersed into a watery grave to contact the precious blood of Christ that washes away my sins, and He will add me to His body. And we thank you so much for listening today.